Hey there, this is Danny Sunshine Bauer, host of this podcast. My mission in life is to help school leaders just like you fight isolation and frustration via our leadership community in order to gain clarity and find solutions to their greatest challenges. If you get value from today's show, you can show some love back by subscribing to the podcast and leaving an honest rating and review where you're listening right now. I can serve more school leaders by having a better ranking, and that's tied 100% to subscriptions, reviews, and shares on social media. You can earn just a little bit of good karma by taking literally less than 5 minutes out of your day to subscribe and leave a rating and review. Well, anyways, in today's show, I talk with my great friend, Jamie J. I've known him for years. Love his heart. He's an awesome guy. And we're going to explore a number of interesting topics like Jamie's entrepreneurial journey to success via focus, having direction without having clarity, and how schools can use virtual assistants to improve the quality of work. Listen through the whole episode too, because if you are smart and innovative and decide, you know what, I want to use virtual assistants within my school, there's a promo code that we share in the episode that will get you a discount on that offer. Today's podcast upgrade is connected to the content. It's 31 ways schools can use virtual assistants. I shared 10 of those ways on the podcast episode. And to get all 31 ways that you could utilize virtual assistants within your school, just make sure you head over to betterleadersbetterschools.com/190-Jamie-J or click the podcast upgrade link in the show notes page. Thanks for spending some time with me listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. And before we jump into this episode, I'd like to take some time to thank our show sponsors. A lot of school leaders talk about improving student soft skills to help them succeed in their rigorous coursework. The problem is that most leaders just talk about it without actually doing anything. You can improve your students' non-cognitive skills today by checking out an amazing program called Organized Binder. Learn more at organizedbinder.com. Students who participate in the Conrad Challenge don't learn to think outside the box. There is no box. Learn how innovation takes off and soars beyond the confines of a box at conradchallenge.org.
I'm Steve Mileto from Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. And get ready, because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hey there, Better Leaders. So excited to be joined by my friend, Jamie J. He's in the house. We have known each other for years, and this is just an absolute fantastic time to interview somebody I consider a good friend of mine. And Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Danny Sunshine Bauer.
Yeah, we have stories and stories that we can tell, but we don't have all the time in the world. And, you know, people would probably not enjoy all the stories as much as we would, or maybe they would. I don't know. It'd be funny to see if we just started telling, yeah, you remember that time when you were just in Chicago and you asked, hey, what should we do today? And I said, well, wouldn't you know it that I just got 2 free tickets to the Grateful Dead. Let's just check out their concert. I've never seen them live. I don't know what it's like. And next thing you know, we're out there just having one heck of a time. And guys, I'll tell you this, you see things you've never seen before at that concert. Isn't that true, Jamie? Oh my
gosh. And I think, yeah, that was pretty crazy. But I think the highlight was meeting the mayor of Paris.
That's right. And that's the funny thing. You know, I'm here. It was preparing me for my European tour, Lampoon's European tour. And I've been to Paris, but I'll tell you what, Paris, Wisconsin, almost as cool, almost just a little bit less cool than Paris, France. But yeah, Paris, Wisconsin, there we are. And we hopped in for a nightcap, and there were, I think, 4 other people in the brewery there in the pub. Paris, Wisconsin. It was one of those where the radio, the jukebox was playing, and it literally scratched the record. It stopped when we walked in. And, it got uncomfortable for about 30 seconds, but you know me, and you hear Jamie laughing in the background. We're both good with people, and we escaped with our lives.
We did.
Nice.
It was fantastic. Boy, it was, I remember, you're exactly right. The record skips, everything stops. All the lights were down, I remember.
Yes.
And then they were kind enough when things warmed up and they turned the lights on. And I remember it was completely dusty. They hadn't dusted in a while.
There were so many things going on there. Yeah, absolutely. Just a crazy, crazy experience. I think the Grateful Dead would say, what a long, strange trip it's been.
And, yeah.
and thank God we called it a night and got home safe. So
we're good. Yes, we did.
Oh, so Jamie, you know, you're a great friend, but you're an outstanding businessman. And I so appreciate your focus these days. One, because I think you actually communicate that you care about your people very well, you know, and that's visible. Like you could observe that very tangibly from an outsider perspective looking in. So I'd like to hear a bit about focus. And then I'm hoping we could also talk about building great cultures too, because that's something that you are, you know, just crazy about these days. But let's start a bit with what you're doing these days and how you've narrowed your focus. Because you weren't always with Bottleneck, right? Like the Jamie I met years ago,
I was everywhere.
Everywhere, man. Everywhere.
What can I do for you?
Right. And just a preview. I'm sorry. I promise I'm going to let you talk. You are the star of the show.
Oh no. Go for it.
But the listeners, the reason we're digging into this story, Jamie's entrepreneurial journey and how he's just gotten locked in with focus, it's because school leaders, your focus is off. Listen, you're trying to do much, trying to be everything to everybody, and it's a recipe for disaster. Okay. And so I just want you to hear how Jamie's gone through this journey. Maybe it's painful at times, but there's success and significance on the other side of this focus. All right. That's my spiel. Your turn. Go.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Well, I think and thanks again for having me on. This is fantastic. And one of the things that I will say is, I don't necessarily know if you consider this a caveat or not, but I'm always learning. So I always have to be learning. So you said recipe. There's definite recipes for disaster. I don't necessarily know if there's a recipe for success, because I think success is defined by each person individually. And whatever that success is, I think there's a different way to go about it. For me, I probably took the way long route. There's a lot of people have taken a lot shorter routes and have come out on the other side a lot smarter, a lot quicker. But I've learned over time that exactly what you said, you can't be everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate starting out, figuring out what it is that you really enjoy doing. So I think it's okay starting out saying, yes, I want to try and do this. Or as far as educators are concerned, maybe I want to try and do this, or I want to teach this way, or I want to do that, or, you know, maybe we do this and kind of try things out. And it's okay in the beginning to be a little unorganized, I think, because you're on a journey of discovery, a path of discovery, and you're trying to figure out where your passion lies, what motivates you, what gives you energy and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's cool to try all these different things or explore different opportunities in the beginning. But then once you kind of find something that gels with you and you get energy out of that, I really think it's important to do the best you can discarding other, I'll call them distractions, or other opportunities that may not give you as much energy. You may still somewhat enjoy them. However, there's a saying, I forget who said it, the riches are in the niches. Same goes for education or whatever it is. Once you kind of focus in on one thing, niche down, I guess you can say, niche down again. Get really, really tight in that particular focus area. Every year I come up with a word that's my theme for the year. Last year, as of the time of this recording, which would be 2017, my focus was giving back. So I guess that's two words. But that was my word. This year, my word was focus. And I came up with an acronym, Finding Opportunities by Creating Uninterrupted Strategy Sessions. Focus. I really think that's me and what I needed to do. Because what I wasn't doing, which is kind of weird, Danny, I wasn't thinking. I was just doing. I was doing or acting or reacting, but I wasn't thinking. I didn't stop and say, okay, wait, what am I going to do here? Let's think about this for a second. no pen, no paper, no recording device, no nothing. Just kind of take a breather. And I thought, and this is what works for me. Now, this may not work for everybody, but the way I did it was, if something stuck with me, then I needed to act on that. If I forgot about it and it didn't really stick with me, it may have been a really good idea, but the fact that it didn't stick with me to where I could go visit it later means that it was probably a really good idea, but probably would have ended up being something that didn't give me a lot of energy down the road. And I found this to be really, really helpful. And so at the beginning of this year, I was operating 4 businesses. Now I operate 1.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's a big difference. And then how do you plan on really diving in and growing something unless you give it 100%? If you want to be healthy, you know, you can't be healthy 22 hours of the day and then eat junk food and drink and do all that for 2 hours a day, right? You just can't do it. It's either be healthy or you're not healthy, right? If you have a goal to lose weight, if you have a goal to do this or whatever, that I just really thought, man, I really need to focus on this. And that's why I came up with the acronym. That's why every day I just think it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And it could be for 5 minutes, could be for 20 minutes. And it's really, really helped us out. When I say us, we have a really awesome team. We have 14 staff internally. And everybody has their job roles and responsibilities, but they all take time to focus on what it is that they're doing. And they all get tons of energy out of it. They're coming up with their own ideas and they're being creative. And this wasn't the same a year ago. We were all over the place. Nobody really knew what their responsibilities were, mm-hmm. including me. Mm-hmm. So if I could offer any advice ever, it's to just breathe and focus, finding opportunities by creating uninterrupted strategy sessions with yourself.
I like that. I'm going to reflect back a few things so the listeners don't miss it. This isn't everything Jamie said, but some things that really stuck out to me. First, the acronym. So I think you said finding opportunities to create uninterrupted strategy sessions. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think maybe that was birthed out of deep work. Maybe, I don't know, that we read in Iron Sharpens Iron, but we read that in my mastermind as well. And people, longtime listeners or readers of the blog know that I talk about the ideal week and blocking out time just to think all the time. And here's the deal. Like when you're in the busyness of just doing and knocking things out of the to-do list, that's why those big things that are like really exciting / scary, they don't turn into reality because you're just doing stuff all day.
Mm.
And the secret to having that bigger impact. Now, the more time you can spend, like I argue for 90 minutes to 3 hours. I mean, that's what Cal Newport, I took that right from him, his book. But even if you do just 15 minutes a day, you know, that adds up actually, because Ooh. You didn't have that 15 minutes before. So that I love that acronym. And the other thing too, is that by funneling down from like the 4 businesses to the 1, you've experienced a lot of success, I think, and greater clarity on the other side of that. And so for the listeners that don't know you well, can you just briefly describe, you know, what were those 4 businesses and what's the one that you focus on these days?
Yeah, sure. So one was a done for you WP, which is a monthly maintenance. Not that I hate companies anymore, but I
don't WP is that. WordPress?
WordPress. Yeah. So we do monthly management services for WordPress websites.
Right.
And notice everything that I'm doing too, I'm trying to leverage a monthly recurring revenue model. And again, automatic customer, John yeah. Worrell, really impact to me. So there was that. There was also Podcast Pilot, where we do podcast editing and all that kind of stuff. And more on the end of podcast production, producer level. Mm-hmm. Type things. So it's a little bit of a tighter niche there. But now Sarah runs that.
Right.
I don't even run that anymore. And she fired me.
First order of business. She fired me.
Yeah, she really focused in too, though. Like she has, she has a very little, you know, box where that's what her clients, that's her, what she wanted. And that's what she did. And it's and like, I don't necessarily know if she fired you.
No, let's hit pause here. Listen, yeah, I'm giving you a hard time. I'm going to see how you respond. We both have a laugh about it. But here's the leadership lesson. You guys don't need the whole backstory. But the point is that they were transitioning. Podcast Pilot was transitioning to serve a certain type of podcast host that I didn't fit into that mold, right? And what they wanted to offer and the way they wanted to serve me, it was a disconnect, right? So let's say you're a dentist and your passion is only, let's not do dentists because they scare everybody, but let's do it. And the doctor wants to work specifically with kids, right? But you have a 30-year-old, 40-year-olds that are in the neighborhood and they have ailments and they get sick and they come in. Well, you could serve them and you could do, you know, a decent job of it, but who you really want to work with are kids, right? And so that's the difference. They had a very clearly defined person they wanted to work for, and it just became a mismatch. I knew it too. I knew it was coming. So I just wanted to give you a hard time. So, we had Done For You WordPress. We had Podcast Pilot. What were the others?
So then the other was Slapshot Studio, which is a creative web agency. So we would help people with their branding and logos and their messaging. And then we would create a website around that to share, right? So we'd help establish the foundation. Then we build the house and invite people over for the housewarming. That was in essence what that creative web agency was. Well, as of this week, we've sold that business, and I will still be on board as kind of in the background, being there to help, right, over the next several years as we transition out of it. But again, I'm not going to be running the business. So the person that is taking over the business will be doing all the operations and the project management and all of that stuff, which is huge, because what I'm focused on now is bottleneck virtual assistants, where we help stop the bottleneck in many people's businesses or practices or whatever that they're doing. And that's where we help source or find virtual assistants or remote workers so that people can leverage what they do, what gives them energy, and focus on that, and then delegate all the things that don't give them energy, all those mundane tasks that someone else truly loves doing, you know, bookkeeping or you know, building out a PowerPoint or whatever the case may be. You can get all of that off your table. And that's what I'm really focused on. And I noticed since I've done that, we've grown 307% this year over last year. And it's a percentage. I know people say, yeah, what does that equate to? Believe me, it's a big difference based over what we were doing last year. And so it's just amazing what a little bit of tweaking will do, and having the, I'm trying to think of a nice word.
Cojones?
Having the cojones to go away from your main source of income, which in my case was Slapshot Studio, to get rid of that, to explore something that you really want to do. That took a lot of cojones. And I'm so happy I did though. I still don't have clarity. I want to make that important, this distinction. Mm-hmm. But I have an unbelievable direction. Mm-hmm. So still, I have some more learning and discovery to go through. But my direction is clear. I just don't have that clarity yet.
You got to expound on that then, because you know our listeners are like, we're right there with you, man. I'm counting myself in the listener, even though I get to host the show. But clarity versus direction. I'm wondering if vision has something to do with it. I'm not sure. I'm curious how you might answer that.
Yeah, this is one of those things, and this is just my little pet peeve. A lot of people want to find clarity. If they find clarity, oh man, now all of a sudden it's good because everything's clear. They know where they're going. The path is clearly defined and all that stuff. I know from mine, there's a big difference between direction and clarity. I know that in order for me to get to, I'm at point A, or for me to get to point Z, I have to go this direction. There's going to be hills. There's going to be valleys. I can't see point Z right now, but I know I'm going in the direction to eventually get there. There's hills that I got to climb over, and there's going to be valleys I got to hike through, and there's going to be twists and turns. So while I don't have the clarity, I'm not there yet, and I don't know that I will be there for a while. I know exactly what I need to do in order to begin and continue that journey. That is 100% clear to me. Mm-hmm. So that's my difference between clarity and direction. I have my direction, and that's super motivating. My goal is to achieve clarity. That's my goal. That's my driver. That's my motivator. That's what keeps one foot going in front of the next. Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate goal. Now, what is clarity defined? Well, I don't know that quite yet. Mm. But I know that everybody's different. And so you kind of have to figure out what clarity means to you. What does that mean? What is it when you achieve all your objections? What does that mean? Well, for me, it means, okay, great. Now what? Right. But so I don't necessarily know if I'll ever have 100% clarity, but knowing the direction is amazing. And like in the military or any good leader, if you give good direction, right, people will follow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if you give clarity, they don't know how to get there. They know the ultimate finishing point, but how do they get there? Well, you need to give them direction. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. You probably can even guess the quotes that I'm going to share right here, because our mutual friend Scott Beebe is always sharing these with vision. But you know, where there's a vision, right? You write the vision down so that people run to it, right? And that's what you're talking about. When you're a leader, you could give good direction. It all seems to work itself out. Mm. You know, I'm sharing on Instagram today just about my daily affirmations. Part of that is I trust the process, the results will follow, right? Because I have direction, and I can almost guarantee that the positive results I'm looking for are going to happen because I know my process is sound, the direction is sound. So conversely, when you don't have that direction, you don't have the roadmap or whatever. Speaking of the roadmap, go check out the Better Leaders, Better Schools roadmap available in Amazon. But when you don't have that roadmap, what happens is that where there is no vision, people perish or people scatter, right? Those are the two quotes that we like to use around vision and direction, because that's where it all comes down to. And similarly, I haven't had to downsize in terms of four companies, but where we're recording now, it's been maybe a half a year to three quarters of a year since writing down my vivid vision, a detailed 3-year roadmap of where I'm going. And Jamie, like, it's insane how many of the things are already coming true on that three-year vision, okay? Are you feeling me? Like, it hasn't even been a year.
Yeah.
And there's very crystal clear markers that, for example, when I wrote it down, I only had one one-on-one coaching client. And at the time, I established that my capacity was 5. And because I'm working the delegation roadmap and going to be working with you with Bottleneck, that's going to free up more time. So anyways, just a few weeks ago, this is 6 months, three quarters of a year into the vision, I have 6 one-on-one coaching clients. Like, yay me. Not to pat myself on the back because I'm so cool, but here's the thing. And I keep saying this on the podcast, in the mastermind calls, on Instagram stories. I want to coach and create. That's it. I want to coach school leaders and small business owners and create content for them. Everything else is that distraction that's getting in the way. And for me, now back to Bottleneck and the VAs, you know, we just met at that conference, you know, in Nashville. And so I'm going to hire somebody from Bottleneck to run my podcast company. And my mastermind's been able to see, they can tell you, it'll be cool because by the time this podcast comes out, it will all have come true. This is what's great. But I had banked out from October through the end of December to work on the delegation roadmap for my podcast company because I don't want to be in the day-to-day operations of it. It's not coaching or creating. I don't like it.
Yeah, you got to leverage your time.
Yeah, and it brings in revenue, which is nice. It helps put food on the table, but it doesn't light me up. What does light me up? Working with that new podcast host and teaching them, or the idea of working with my team and developing them as human beings and as leaders, right? But not the, is this happening or not? I don't want to be in that. So I'm working a delegation roadmap, going to be able to hire you and Bottleneck or somebody that you've trained and all that. And they're going to run my podcast company.
That's so cool.
Which is neat. But I think here, let's pivot a bit and dig into virtual assistants a little more.
Well, can I ask you one question before we do that?
Yeah, of course.
Did you notice anything different now in the 6 months to three quarters of the year than you did when you made that plan? Is there any realizations or anything that you thought, okay, well, wow, we did this. Maybe now I have to kind of tweak.
Like changing the vision, you mean?
Not necessarily changing the vision, but maybe changing certain things to what, since you've learned something, has anything made you refocus on certain things along the way? Or maybe not. Maybe it's just, okay, just keep going.
Well, the direction's solid, I know. The vision is solid. And you talked about the clarity piece maybe coming later. So I think if I could use a metaphor of like a Polaroid photograph that I took. And when it first comes out of the camera, you know you took a picture, right? And you know what picture you took, but it isn't there. You got to shake it for quite a while. And then it starts to come in. And so I think it's getting the bigger and better crystal clear clarity, right?
Yeah.
Because when I say like, all I want to do is coach and create, like you could hear me say that with my heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I almost want to scream it or roar it or something. Lion.
I just want to coach and create.
Yeah, but it's coming from something inside me. You know what I mean? I'm connecting with something with my soul.
Yeah.
And I believe the listeners aren't going to be enjoying this podcast episode, but just to link it back to the day-to-day operations of a school. Again, you're trying to be everything to everybody. That limits your greatness. Mm. You hear how I said, like, it's like my soul speaking. It's resonating with my heart. That's the stuff, guys, that I only want you to be doing within your school. And if you're going to argue, well, I have to do X, Y, and Z because of government, bureaucracy, or whatever, maybe is how I'd answer. There's some creative ways you can get out of stuff. What I found is the higher you achieve, the more autonomy you get. So you could actually get out of a lot of that garbage. But the other thing too, to Jamie's point about delegation is there's some people that stuff you hate, you can delegate off to and they can lead it and it's going to be amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to connect school leaders to like, what is that why? What is, you know, in their core, in their heart, so they can lead schools from that place. Because what parent wouldn't want to send their kid where the principal is leading with their heart and like nothing is more exciting than what they're doing within that school? And what kid doesn't want to come to the school or go to the classroom teacher experience designed from that place? I'll go back to school to go to that school.
Yeah.
Right? You might too.
I definitely would. Especially, if, you know, it's all about passion.
Right. It's about passion. So let's break down virtual assistants real quick, a bit for the listeners. And then I'm going to give them some ideas of how they might use it within a school. And then we'll tell them about potentially connecting with you if they want to get a virtual assistant working at their school.
Sweet. So virtual assistants or remote workers, they are people that we work with. Our company specializes in sourcing virtual assistants from the Philippines. All of our virtual assistants are college graduates. One of the main things that comes up is, do they speak English? Because they're in the Philippines. Well, the reason that they're college graduates, or we look to hire college graduates, is 100% of universities in the Philippines are taught in English. Road signs are in English. Oftentimes, the dialects are so different in the Philippines that if one Filipino speaking to another Filipino in a different dialect, they may throw in English to communicate better because they don't understand the different dialects. Now, sure, you can tell for the most part that because English is a second language there, ESL. Mm-hmm. But our writer, she taught English at university. So she's amazing. Our mentor, Big A, had someone from the Philippines edit his book for him. You can find incredible talent from the Philippines. And their economy is about, I would say, about a quarter of what ours is, maybe even an eighth. So it's very affordable for us to outsource. And some of the other concerns that I've seen from time to time is, you know, are you running a sweatshop? Mm-hmm. And I can be the first person to say that indeed I am not. We pay our virtual assistants better than other virtual assistant companies. And I know this for a fact because they tell me. and it's neat to see. We have one of our VAs is buying a car. Another one of our VAs is buying a home. So we're able to give them a life working from home where they can spend time with family and do the things that they want to do and do a job that they really enjoy doing. Like these are jobs that give them energy. Bookkeepers love bookkeeping. We have my personal assistant, Raina. She was an RN and she didn't like the way it was going. So she went and got a certification to be a virtual assistant. Now she works for me as my personal assistant and she's amazing. She loves it. She gets to spend time with her family. She's got a very flexible schedule. It's just incredible. So that's the goal, is we're trying to make everyone or help everyone do what it is that they want to do and focus on that. So if you want to have the time to coach and create, you don't want to be bogged down in the details of creating PowerPoints or agendas or minutes for your meetings or, you know, editing or whatever the case may be that takes you away from coaching, creating. podcasting, whatever that is, you're interviewing. Instead, have somebody that really likes those details. They like creating the agendas. They thrive on that. Believe it or not, people thrive on creating detailed. People love creating PowerPoints, right? Like, they love PowerPoint creation. I don't. And they do a really good job of it. So that when you look at a virtual assistant, you just think of the things that don't give you energy, the delegation roadmap, and that you take all those things that don't give you energy that you can delegate, put that into a job role, and there's somebody out there that wants to do all of that work for, you know, a discounted price compared to what we're doing here in Europe or America, you know, Canada. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. You can get probably half of what you would pay. And then you don't have the W-2, you know, interoffice politics. There's a plethora of benefits. A lot of people in the U.S., if someone's not performing their job, they're deathly afraid to fire them because mm-hmm. now they're going to go collect unemployment. Mm-hmm. And by law, at a right-to-work state or whatever you call it, at will, I don't know what it's called, if they go, you got to pay that, mm-hmm. right? This, with virtual assistants, you don't have to pay that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're in the Philippines. We are a vendor, mm-hmm. right? So it's a big difference. You can 1099, you can do all that kind of stuff, but it's a huge, huge weight off of our shoulders. The average cost to hire in the United States is $4,129. That's the average cost. The average cost to fire in the United States, equivalent to 6 to 9 months of their salary. Mm. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Because you have to worry about, you know, firing, taking all the work that they were doing, reassigning it, going, finding somebody else, interviewing them, hiring them, all the while you're still paying unemployment to this person that, you know, that you let. I mean, it's crazy. And we can alleviate all of those headaches. We can take 60, 70% of HR nightmares off the table. It's such a huge and advantageous. And if we hit a financial crunch, which I experienced in 2008 with the housing crisis, the first thing to go, I found, is people cut their marketing and advertising. The second thing to go is staff. So this is another great way to maintain somewhat of a recession-proof business model. No matter what, your education, it doesn't matter. This is a great way to kind of curtail all of that and still explore the possibilities and move forward even through the roughest of financial times.
And one other just very neat advantage of working with a team based in the Philippines is that, you know, I think they're basically 12 hours or so, you know, they're flipped in terms of when they experience the day and when you do. So, mm-hmm. you know, we'll have team meetings and check-ins and then I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up and everything's done. Now, here's the thing, guys. Now, this is like the overnight success. Where did Danny Sunshine come from? Like he's an overnight success. No, it's been years of hustling and putting out great, consistent, valuable content, you know, and thankfully, thank you for listening and responding to what's shared here on the podcast. But the same thing with working with virtual assistants, you have to find the right one. And Jamie didn't mention this, but I know for a fact that if there's a mismatch there, that he helps you find the right match, right? Mm-hmm. And then secondly, the behind the scenes, like you have to be ready to hire somebody. So you can't just find a great person. And this applies, you know, if you don't get a VA, this applies to your leadership right now. If you don't have some type of process document in training regimen for that person so that they can be a success, that's why they fail. And that's why you're mad right now. You know, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at Jamie. You need to formally write down all those great steps that make you brilliant, whatever this process task is. And then that's your training and evaluation tool. And so there's a lot of hard work in terms of identifying, you know, the process that way. So did I miss anything, Jamie? Anything that you want to add about virtual assistants before I share 10 ways schools can utilize a virtual assistant within their school?
I'm going to talk really fast because I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
But as Scott Beebe says, do something as if it's the last time you're going to do it. I love that. That is my mantra. And I get so many people that come to me and said, I'm too busy. And I'll say, okay, you need to train your VA on your systems and processes? Do you have them? No, I need them. I just need them to help me out. I'm too busy. I can't do it. Well, I tell them, unfortunately, it's too late, but we can help you get there.
Yeah.
And I've actually turned people away that don't want to participate in creating systems and workflows. And the reason is because I know how it ends.
Right.
It ends in disaster and frustration, and they get mad at me, and it's negative energy, and you don't need that. So best to just nip it in the bud right up front and get rid of it. And I cannot, educators have a way that they want to do things.
Mm.
And their brand integrity, right, is their own tone, their own voice. There is no freaking way anybody else is going to be able to maintain their integrity, their tone, or their voice. There's just none. Danny Bauer is sunshine. That's it.
That's it. There's only one, baby.
There's only one. However, if you write down everything the way that you do and the way that you expect it, that's the closest way to open up your head for them to reach in and grab that stuff out that's going to be at the level of expectation you want, you're looking for. And without being able to disclose exactly how you do things and exactly the way that sunshine works, you're not going to be happy. So I don't want to go on too much longer about that, but that is huge. That is like, that's what separates people from having successful relationships to people that get, for lack of a better term, pissed off. Because it's frustrating. They're trying to do too many things and do all this and, just do that. Instead of, focus.
Focus.
Take some time.
Get over yourself. Ego check. Come on, pop that balloon. So you could be good cop, bad cop. People don't know what to do. We both have awesome beards. They're like, which one's the nice guy? So get over yourself, right? Focus. And here's the other truth that you need to hear is that it's about priorities or lack thereof. Because when you say I'm too important or I'm too busy, baloney, man. You're too busy because you don't have the systems and the processes and all that stuff you know you're supposed to have, right? Like the person like me, I want to be fitter than I am. But if I'm not living that lifestyle in terms of making it into the gym, doing extra cardio, what I decide to eat, like I've been on a chocolate craze right now. That's not getting me to my fitness goal. It tastes delicious, right? But at least I'm willing to acknowledge that, right? So it's about focus. It's about ego. It's about prioritization. Yes, it's hard right now to do that. But when you do, that buys up the time later, right? And to bring this full circle, we talked about earlier with the vision, with just being busy in the day-to-day as opposed to doing the work that really matters and scheduling time to protect that. And stuff's always going to try to creep in and take it over. But the ones that protect it and focus and prioritize, those are the ones who change the world, right? So I want everyone to experience that. All right. So here's 10 ways you can use virtual assistants in schools. Now, listeners, you can go to the blog and you'll be able to get more than 30 ways that you can use a virtual assistant in schools. But I'm wanting to wind down this episode. And also to be completely honest, this is teaser content. You got to come to the website to get the other 20 ideas. But here's 10 great ideas. Virtual
Number one.
Number 10. Yeah. You can help me with the counting because I'm going to forget. So you don't forget. Well, email, right? So what do you need to focus on? Respond to similar questions. Filter out the garbage. So that's number 10. Number 9, social media and blog updates. This is things that are really important to your community, but when is the time for you to do it, right? And so you can have somebody else. 8, website design and updates, just like social media. 7, organizing and ordering catering, right? We throw events all the freaking time and have great relationships built with vendors. Why order it? You don't have to do it ever again. I think this is number 6, schedule and organize field trips. Number 5, find inspiring content, video, blogs, etc., that you can share during staff meetings and community meetings. Quotes from vendors. That's another one that people can go out there, get quotes, and bring you just the 5 to choose from. I think number 3, writing grants. Pause right there, y'all. Did you hear what I just said? Yeah, I didn't. I purposely shared that in the top 10, right? Not 30. Guys, there's money just waiting to be had. Seriously. And this is one of those other things that takes a lot of work an incredible amount of work and time, you can hire a VA to find and then complete the grant application process, and then you get to cash the check. That's amazing. Okay. Number two, birthday, anniversary, big event reminders. We have calendars, but what if a virtual assistant not only said, hey, Jamie's birthday is coming up, but I've already picked out these three gift options for you. And again, you just have to choose which one and I'll order it up and send it off. And then the last one, scheduling interviews. You know, we interview all the time, teachers, counselors, assistant principals, all the roles, right? Cafeteria, custodian, that takes a lot of time too. They could help you schedule those interviews. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not an expert in school law for every state, every city that goes. Hopefully, you have common sense. Most of my listeners do. So you have to figure out like how working with a virtual assistant would make sense in your local context. But I will say this. Jamie works with doctors. He works with lawyers, right? If they, in these very litigious industries, can figure out how to use a virtual assistant in the Philippines, surely we can do that as schools as well.
Yes.
Yes. So those are the top 10 ways that you can use a virtual assistant. Schools, go to the blog, you can get the rest of the ideas. Organized Binder is a proven education success platform. Case studies show it develops the skills and habits students need for success. Organized Binder provides teacher a common structure and language for daily and unit planning without interfering with the teacher's individual style. With Organized Binder, parents gain a clear picture of what their student is learning and how to best support them. Organized Binder equips school leaders with a universal solution to unify and build positive school culture. Visit organizedbinder.com to learn how this education success platform supports students, teachers, and parents. All right, Jamie. Well, in terms of winding down the episode, just a couple more questions. Do you have one book, video, tool, or resource that has really impacted your leadership, productivity, or quality life in the last 6 months or so?
Yeah. Profit First, Mike Michalowicz. Mm. Revenue is vanity. Profit is sanity. I really like what he's done there. That's helped us out. And a tool-wise, obviously, I go back to my 17 hats, my base camp. I love that stuff. It works really well for me. I know it's not for everybody, but it just helps us stay organized. And we built quite a little business out of it. So we enjoy that stuff.
And I will say this, virtual assistants make sense for schools. I'm not so much sure for a Profit First or like 17 Hats Base Camp, but the principles there are twofold that I want to share. With 17 Hats Base Camp, what can you automate within your school? So the systems, the processes again, and communication tools, that I think that's the main principle there. And with Profit First, instead of the old business model, so the old school model of you bring in X amount of revenue, you pay off everything that you owe, you pay your taxes, and then what's left over is for you, the business owner, it flips it on that head. And so every time you collect revenue, you pay yourself first. That's how you guarantee profit and owner's pay. And it guarantees that you're going to run a leaner business. So the principle for the listeners here with school leaders, what can you do? Every time you have a day, you only have so many blocks of energy. Devote the best time and energy to the most important things first, and then pay out the energy to the rest. If you do it from that vantage point, then you're going to have an incredibly successful day. If you can have a successful day, you can have a successful week. Guess where I'm going? Successful week, successful month, quarter, half a year, academic year, and then life. That's right. That's right. That's how it works. It's not rocket science, guys. All right, cool. This is the last question, Jamie J. Man, I love you. I just thank you so much for being on this show. You're the best. This is a tough question, though, so really think about it. You're building a school from the ground up. You're not limited by any resources. Your only limitation is your imagination. How would Jamie J. build his dream school, and what would be your top three priorities?
How would I build my dream school?
Yeah.
What would be my top three priorities? My first priority would make sure that we're using all green products. There would be no single-use plastics. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal for me. I would add a clean environment into the curriculum if I was able to do that, because I think it's really important for, and I'd want to do it for junior high level kids. That'd be so cool. Because the high school kids are kind of set. And I think the elementary kids are still you know, early stages learning. So I think the right impressionable age is junior high level kids. I don't know if that's two things, but hopefully that's two.
We'll count them.
And then the third thing would be, yeah, that is a tough question. Now, are you talking about just building, like where it's at, or?
You take it however you want. It's interesting to hear how people outside of education take it, you know, because again, people, we get so locked into our traditions. So answer it. There's no wrong answer. You've already gotten an A. You passed. You were number one in class. So however
you want to answer. Yeah. The other way that I would do it is I'd get a partnership with Elon Musk to make travel safe for all the kids. And we would create some kind of a monorail system as opposed to school buses so that we don't have to take any more real estate by widening roads. And we lessen the footprint from the school buses. So we would make a really cool system. The kids would dig it. They could hop on this thing that are self-driving. They hop on this thing. They can still, you know, hang out with their friends on the school bus ride in. But they can also, you know, just be kicking back and they just know it's safe and sound. So that's probably the three things I would want to do.
Perfect. Well, Jamie, you've been an amazing guest. Thank you so much for being on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. If people want to connect with you after this, what's the best next step?
Go to bottleneck.online.
Very cool. So yes, go to bottleneck.online. We'll have that linked up for you on the show notes. If you're serious about and want to explore hiring a virtual assistant within your school or school district, I think there'll be some type of option to use a code, and that code will be BLBS for Better Leaders, Better Schools. And that'll get you some. It'll get you some type of swag or discount or something with Jamie.
Yeah, it'll definitely, yeah. You'll see where it says promo code. Put in BLBS, it's bottleneck.online/inquiry. And on that page, it says promo code BLBS. And we will give you 15% off of any sourcing fees. 15% off of any sourcing fees. So there's a 15% discount on a sourcing. That's another thing that we do, by the way. So if you want to understand what a sourcing fee is, you don't have to spend the time going and vetting out 20 or 30 candidates for one position. We do that for you. And then we whittle that down to 3 candidates for you to interview. So we save you a lot of time doing that. Plus, we're really, really good at it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, thanks, Jamie, again for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Better Leaders, just a few more things before you take off. I created a new resource for you called The 3 Leadership Questions I Ask Every Day. You can download the resource by visiting betterleadersbetterschools.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. This helps me in a few ways. It gives the show some social proof, it encourages new people to listen to the show, and it improves the ranking of the show and therefore helps me serve more school leaders. If you want extra credit and some good vibes, share your biggest takeaway from the show and tag me on Twitter and Instagram. My handle is Alien Earbud, an anagram for my name, Daniel Bauer, and make sure to use the hashtag BLBS. This Sunday is the weekend resource. Join over 3,000 school leaders that get this resource delivered every week. In the weekend resource, I share content curated specifically for school leaders. You'll get articles, videos, templates and exercises, coaching tips, inspirational quotes, invitations to free Friday group coaching, which is an exclusive offer made available only to newsletter subscribers in the Better Leaders, Better Schools tribe, and links to all the content I created for you this past week. You can subscribe at betterleadersbetterschools.com/weekend-resource. And remember, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader.